The U.S. House passed a good beginning to the repeal of Obamacare. The Senate's yet to act, but even so, this is a big win for the White House, and though not perfect, it's a win for us. This week's faulty but much better Obamacare repeal and replace legislation is a perfect example of how timid and wrong were those who just a few weeks ago were so ready to accept a terrible bill, all because of their fear that if the really bad Ryan Care bill didn't pass, we'd get nothing. The problem in the House, Senate, and White House has been a lack of engaged leadership for a very long time. Look at Texas. In the Senate, where you have active leadership setting clear goals, things get accomplished. But in the Texas House, where there's a vacuum of clear leadership, there is rancor and relatively little gets done. George W. Bush, as president, shifted to war on terror, and after that shift left most all to Congress, trading for funds to prosecute a war on Islamic Jihad. He wasn't engaged much with Congress. Obama was even less engaged, adopting an aloof attitude, which is the opposite of leadership. It was pent-up left-wing zeal in the House that passed the Democrat agenda in those first 2 years of Obama. After passing Obamacare, Democrats have lost most state and federal elections other than Obama's reelect. The idea that they think the GOP is going to begin a long series of defeats for repealing their Obamacare disaster is silly. Be glad that Trump and the House GOP accomplished a good bit on health care, but remember in the same week they passed a horrible budget that Democrats and leftists are praising. The White House and Congress have much to do to gain the trust of informed conservatives. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.